in these times.
Hello, so my name, today I am going to talk about something which is not yet DNS, because it happens before DNS is executed. And who I am? I'm a Linux user for some time. I was a Debian, passionate Debian user at university time. But I am for almost 10 years Red Hat now, so I switch in Fedora, and I maintain some packages, mostly DNS stuff. And I have also become Avahi. It's kind of related to this. So what was my motivation? A typical application does not use DNS calls directly. It uses glibc library stuff, or on Linux it uses glibc. And that's typical by calling get other info library call. And their application can specify what addresses they want to use, and usually those applications allow also from command line user to specify if they want to limit for something, because unfortunately sometimes it's needed. Yeah, and it's required for link local IPv6 addresses, because if you want to connect with those somewhere, you have to specify interface at the address, and this is quite an ugly one. A long time we have sometimes on Linux now. So what do we have on getOtherInfo? We have, of course, name of service we want to resolve. We specify by name or by number service which we are trying to reach. And we can use hints, and that's... maybe this would be better, because... Oh, it's the same. We specify hints, and they are very important for what I'm talking about, because there you specify which kind of addresses you want. If you don't care and want every addresses, which is the most common, and it should be most common, but there are some. What I didn't know, thank you for Mark Andrews from ISC. This was specified during IPv6 edition, kind of when I was at university a long time ago. Let's see what we can use there. There are a couple of flags where we can modify something. For example, we can say don't do DNS at all. This is either address or file. We can specify also this is for listening socket, not connecting somewhere, which is also interesting for me. Unfortunately, we will see later. And there's the address family, socket type, whether you want TCP or UDP protocol. I don't know how to use it for anything else than zero. And there are, of course, addresses which for hints don't make sense, so you leave it empty, which is interesting. You also received canonical name, which is kind of, if you have CNAME chain, there you can receive the name of a host, how it's called in the DNS, the host itself, like final CNAME target. And because you can receive multiple addresses, there is next pointer, and you can receive much more than a single address, and that's fine. And why I even started looking into this, because I was solving the question why often we generate IPv6 quad-way address queries when nobody really needs them, especially if you are on IPv4 only network, and that's unfortunately very common. Why does it ask for IPv6 address? How it will use them? Because if you use connect on resolve those addresses, you will have only failure. So what's it used for? And it seems Windows already restricts them somehow, and Mac OS does it too. And we kind of only on Linux request them all the time, unless the user specified specific address family, which is not the default on any good application. And the same applies as also for IPv6 networks. That's why we should look into that, even though I would like to sometime have IPv only network like common thing, and call IPv for only network a legacy network. That's not yet true most of times, and I don't have such network available at my work or nor my home. So, and the problem is also IPv6 responses telling that it doesn't exist. When they do break DNSSEC, that's the problem for me too. I would like DNSSEC used everywhere. So what if my machine asked only queries it actually needs? And as I said, if you use connect for results from get other info, that's the way you want. But if there is any IPv6 route leading, for example, leading to VPN connection only, and otherwise you don't have any route, you need to start resolving IPv6 addresses too. That's where I think failed systemd resolve D, which had this condition implemented, but they kind of checked wrong thing. I think they tested only default route, and you should test any route which is not link local or not local, has the only address. And if you just prevent asking, that does not break DNSSEC validation, because there was no fake response. I think that's the correct thing. So I proposed a gilibc change by resolveconf options, but the problem with that, that's not yet merged anyway, so this is the proposal. But it doesn't work well on mobile networks when condition change very quickly. For example, here, if you have flaky Wi-Fi and connect, often disconnect and so on, it needs a faster reaction. And dynamic changes are best handled if you can process them by localhost service. And I started looking, what service can we use for that? And I, unfortunately, I don't know much good of them. The problem is get other info, how it was defined is stateless, so it doesn't even detect eDNS0, which is also over 20 years old. And you have to specify it explicitly if you want to use it. That's a shame. And there is a multi-Q-type support which I would like to see. There is often some non-support for it, and so, for example, they are proposed to be used for DNS SD by Apple, which uses a lot multicast DNS, and as I said, I am AVAHI maintainer too, so I started looking into that, and yeah. But I think it is very useful for AF unspec when you in fact now request always A address and quad A address, and I think today browsers are also requesting for every single hostname HTTPS address, which is nice. Handling is somehow, there is a link if you want to look into mod. It's not implemented anywhere as far as no, that multi-queue types. So what we can offer, what we can use? Everything is obsolete or is systemd resolved, so there are no good choices, I know. So NFCD client of is exactly this. It caches only glibc calls and it obsoleted hosts caching, so it could be fixed, but I don't know that code. Systemd resolved has also own plugin and could be used, but at least for me, working with systemd upstream is kind of difficult, and I want to avoid them if I can. And then I remembered in old times at the university time, I actually configured something called lightweight resolver, that is LWRS, which is implemented or was implemented in bind until 9.11, and they unfortunately they dropped the support, or because at how they implemented, I think it indeed did not make much sense. But there is a problem, glibc interface, how it's specified now, does not pass just address family, and neither can pass flex used when I specify when I showed it before. So it can't react on those, and I think it should be fixed, but it's not yet possible. And that's because this call, this is what actual plugin implements, and you see here the name. Here is the where the responses will be put. Buffer is just for storing message. Result code, and it's interesting here, you can see TTL, but that's not exposed anywhere, so you can't use it. And for example, I think browsers like Firefox need that TTL to correctly cache the responses. This is the structure of the response, where you you see family, kind of weird format where you can store the address. Here you can store scope ID, which you need for link local resolutions. And so what is needed in my opinion then? I think we should send a request from the application to some service, a local service, which can maintain some state and do eDNS zero auto-detection, do multi-queue type auto-detection, and we should use Unix sockets for that because it offers quite interesting thing not available in original implementation, which did not accept queries for over Unix domain socket in original code. And good thing on that is you don't share one port with a whole system, so every user can run their own caching service, which don't have to collide and then send forward to one common system service and so on. There are quite nice possible ways we can reuse that. So I tried to download the code, and I did not know at that moment this was never code by ISE. This was some third party. It died long ago. It uses even gethost by name 2, which is very long obsolete. It specifies only name, address, family, host end, which is not get other info. It's not. It does not contain, for example, that scope ID we need for local resolution. And it kind of asked only for, give me all, everything you got by that address family. That's not actually what I can use unless I re-implement very lot of missing stuff, which I plan to do, but fail to do that so far. That should we bind 9.11? It still had Unix domain support, and people from ISC unfortunately removed that support from later versions because they don't use it for anything. I would love to have it back, but I guess I would have to implement it myself, and that would took time. So as I already said, LWRS never used Unix domain sockets for accepting queries. I think that should be the only thing it should be doing, and it should not listen on any IP address at all. It should not do built-in root service emulation and rely on whatever DNS resolver specified in etc resolve conf. And it was kind of special named service. It was even only symlink to named compiled from that at that version. And why I looked into that is because I still maintain it on RL8, and I kind of know the code, so it was better than alternatives for me. What is interesting, it supports different views, including caches. It can have separate caches for separate clients. And I think that's what we want to reuse. So already said that bind has quite unuseful cache default for just a small service running on machine, which is purposed for something different than doing cache for network. So it has 90%, it uses 90% of RAM on that machine, and that's definitely what I don't want to use. It kind of up to 1% is enough for most of the stuff. I don't want any DNS validation at this service because it should be done by whatever DNS cache running on the same host on or the remote host, it doesn't matter, and it should list in on something somewhere in slash run on socket stream, because that's the best supported variant on all platforms. And I think it should not require any configuration at all, just starting in that. That would be it. This is how looks Unix socket, and it's kind of very unuseful, and it's not good for anything. But what is much more interesting are socket options, peer credentials, and peer security. Security, I don't know, context, what's the call. And I use it for CVFX for Avahi first when I played, and where I was hit by the thing I did not at that moment, and that is, it is Linux specific. It's not implemented the same way on other systems. So this is what can you get from every Unix domain client, and this is much more interesting than just name of used socket. So you have process ID of process which makes query, you have UID, less used for group ID, but problem is there exists a similar variant from FreeBSD, but it's called different way, uses different structure. Kind of, we are mostly interested in UID and process ID, and we have those. Groups less obvious. Kind of fun is manual page is a different section, so it's kind of And it has for DGRAM should use a different structure, also we can't reuse that. So socket address is not useful, but what is interesting is who is asking. But if we want to look something user friendly, we need to do extra call, and it can contact remote service which fetches a remote from somewhere else. So it's not free either, and it can't include some delay which would be unwanted. But from process ID you can fetch more interesting details, like what the program asking. For example, is it Pink, is it Curl, is it Firefox, is it something else? And at least on Linux you can fetch C groups, which is something systemd uses heavily. And if you want to be Linux specific, you can get slice, which is kind of user slice or system slice, or get unit, so you can monitor only systemd service doing by multiple processes, different processes, and you can watch what's this unit asking for queries. And you can't do this only by DNS protocol over internet protocol, even to localhost. So the great thing is it can be something like optional caching before your application even hits DNS itself. And if it can answer from cache, it doesn't need any configuration at all, except watching resolve.conf, because it should rely on that. And some cool feature would be, if you can run the service as user yourself, it can watch your own files, and you can customize addresses you want. You can even use some service managing some kind of special records, which is not possible now as far as I know. And it would be from time to time important for me. And of course, you can use it this for creating block list as an unprivileged user on the system, which I think would be cool also. And you can it use it for watching changes of resolve.conf, so you then don't have to do any action, and it should be always up to date. And I don't think if you know what Selinux is, or SE Linux is kind of things we use on Fedora, and can stop even a root user process for touching some selected files or something. And we can use the Unix domain sockets to restrict local processes to ask for remote names very similar way, because we can ask, among other things, remote credential. Okay, it's time's up, so, but I'm kind of finished. And it's LL. You can use it for LLMNR or MDNS request, because that's a protocol non-specific interface anyway, so you then have to present something. So that's it. Are there any questions?
There's no time for questions.
No time for questions. No, sorry.